Your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show, this third hour. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, November 21st. Former state representative, former Republican National Committee man Dave Ajema sat on, and I believe was the chair of transportation back in the day when he was in Lansing, totally against public transportation. Totally against it. Government funded. Very few people use public transportation. These big buses driving around Detroit in other communities, basically empty, subsidized by the government. Well, Wayne County moved a step closer to ending opting out of countywide public transportation services when the local government and municipal finance committee moved on House Bill 6088 last week with a vote of 8-3. Moving the bill forward. State Representative Farhat, Democrat in Dearborn, says the bill ends the ability for communities and counties with populations exceeding 1.5 million to opt out of public transportation programs and turn the decision over to a countywide vote. Currently in the state of Michigan, Wayne County is the only county that this bill would currently affect. Why? Well, their population, according to the 2023 Bureau Census report by the United States government, claims that the county is at 1,751,169 people. Now, that's all of Wayne County, folks, not just the city of Detroit. The next largest populated county is Oakland County. However, they are only at 1,270,426 residents. And they voted on a similar millage to end communities opting out of public transportation back in 2022. Farhat said that the current economic climate calls for competition in the job market. He said people seeking the ability to get from point A to point B in a quick and reliable manner based on where they choose to work and live. 17 of the 43 communities within Wayne County are currently opting out of public transportation. This creates real problems for residents who are trying to reliably plan for their doctor visits, job interviews, and even going back and forth to work, and have to plan their entire schedule based on public transportation. 500,000 of Wayne County residents do not have access to public transportation, said the Wayne County executive Assad Taref. He said people also need transportation back and forth to college and other education training. For example, students who attend Schoolcraft College do not have access to public transportation because Livonia opted out of public transportation. Vice President of Government Affairs for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, Brad Williams, said Wayne County voters have consistently expressed interest in increasing public transportation. If you look at some of the very first issues of our Detroiter magazine from 1903, you will see the chamber calling for improvements to Detroit's streetcar system. Of course, we've been without streetcars in Detroit for decades. But our advocacy for mobility options for Detroiters hasn't waned since that point in time. State Representative Robert Bazat said this legislation takes away local control and expressed concerns over the financial costs to these communities who have opted out. You're taking away the voters' rights away from the people that made these decisions for these local communities, Bazat said. Well, Farhat responded by saying, that's why we are going to go straight to the voters. Empower them to vote on this issue on a countywide basis. You see, here's where the problem is, folks. Wayne County. The majority of the population for Wayne County is the city of Detroit. I believe there are like 650,000, 670,000 people out of 1.7. That's a huge voting block. People of Livonia, Plymouth, Canton, they're in Wayne County. They're not going to get a say. Redford, you have to understand the breakdown of the demographics of the county. And of course, the Democrats are going to push for this. Why? Because it gets them votes. People say, we can't afford a car, we can't afford car insurance, we can't afford license plates, we can't afford gasoline. It's cheaper, easier, quicker for us to get on a public bus. How many people are actually utilizing the bus transportation? Who does this actually serve? I got a perfect solution. This is very simple, especially in Wayne County, Michigan. Cell phone service. Cheap, affordable. Even people on food stamps and government assistance have cell phones. Why? Because the Department of Health and Human Services gives them free cell phones. You can go on those cell phones and request Uber or Lyft drivers to come pick you up, take you to your doctor's appointment, take you to work, whatever you need. Much cheaper and more cost effective than running empty public buses. Eliminate the public buses altogether, and the people who truly have real financial needs, give them vouchers. Give them vouchers as part of their government assistance to be able to use the private sector solution of taxis, Uber, and Lyft drivers. Problem solved. Has anybody actually done a study? Maybe I should reach out to Bob Bazat. Has anybody actually done a study to see how much savings there could be? Probably not. Why? Because that's too much common sense. It's a truck driver's approach to handling this problem. Elderly people. People who don't have vehicles, they need help. You're dealing with the government right here in this particular committee. Today is a new century, folks, we have new services available to us. Affordable cell phones, taxis, Lyft, Uber drivers in Wayne County. There's thousands of people that do that as a part-time job. This is amazing. I'm going to reach out to Bazat. Officer Rick, if you're listening, send me Bob Bazat's information. Let me click on him. Does he pop up on this story? Right mouse click. I think he does. No, that's just his basic information. It's not a clickable link. I thought it was. There it is. Bob Bazat. Nope, it's not popping up. Okay. I'll have to look him up in the house directory and put a call. Put that on my things to do list here after the show. And here's one other thing. And this is the bottom line for all this. We are hearing this in Emmett County, Charlevoix County, Sheboygan, public transportation everywhere. Well, guess what? One of the things that we have to talk about, fiscal responsibility. The amount of spending that's going on in these county budgets is ridiculous. Things that they are asking us taxpayers to pay for. Folks, you need to go to your county commissioners' meetings. You need to ask for a copy of the budget. You need to sit down and go through it. You need to start questioning some of these line items on these budgets. It's absolutely amazing. And before they put anything on the ballot in the form of a millage or a bond proposal, you need to get informed about it. Next year, 2025, that's probably the only thing we're going to have to vote on. Millages, bond proposals in probably the May special elections, which I don't even understand how those are even possible in a non-election year. It's not a presidential year. It's not a midterm year. So why are we able to even vote on things like that? Well, it's the left's little technique that they use. When snowbirds are gone, they put them on the ballot mostly for schools or roads. That's usually what we see in those May 2025 special elections. And they're coming. And we will be educating you about it. One last short story we're going to get into here on the other side of the break. Court may give prisoners access to parole board records. A Michigan Supreme Court case. This is... You can't make this stuff up, people. Prisoners in prison using computers can have access to parole board's records. Let's see what the Attorney General has to say about that. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. This segment brought to you by our new beef farmer that we have in Antrim County, right here in Antrim County, Mark and Brandy Kraft. They're on M88 right near Shanty Creek Resort in Custer Township. This is Montana Ancestry Black and Red Angus beef that is free-ranging. The cows don't come in for feeding. They're not fed grains, corn, barley, alfalfa, wheat, none of that. They free-range and eat grass. This is grass-fed beef. It takes longer to finish the cows off with this method, but the quality, the taste, goes up dramatically. If you're interested in getting on the list for January, Mark has animals being processed at Ebel's for January. Limited number of quarters and halves are available. Text me beef, and I'll text you the contact information to get a hold of them. They'll explain to you the pricing. The processing is all done through Ebel's. You talk directly to Ebel's. You go through the cutting instructions, the processing instructions on how you want the animals butchered, vacuum sealed, flash frozen, ready for you to pick up either at Ebel's or Mark can make arrangements to deliver the beef to you. So again, text me beef and I'll text you the information. Glad to have him as a new sponsor. Vicky and I had the steaks the other night. We're going to have the roast this Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait to taste the roast. But it's phenomenal tasting. We loved it. You guys will love it too. So text me beef and I'll send you the information. One last story I do want to wrap up here. MERS News Service. And it's kind of interesting. The process of which the lame duck session is going to operate. Lame duck session ends up with bills being rammed through both in the House and the Senate. However, in the end, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has to sign the bills into law. The question is, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer veto some of her own party's past legislation this year? Do the Democrats go extremely progressive on controversial issues? Or do they play it safe and pass bills, laws that they think the governor will sign into law? That's the question. One of the things that they're looking at is these paid family leave bills, other bills that are being pushed by the special interest groups. Well, they might pass the House because of the two-seat majority there. They might pass the Senate because of the two-seat majority there. But there is a component called immediate effect. And that requires 6 Republican state senators to vote for the bills to have immediate effect before the end of the year, with them knowing that the House is flipping in January to Republican majority. I'm predicting most of these bills will not get immediate effect, meaning they won't go into effect until April of next year. And then will the governor sign these bills into law? So this is all factoring in to the agenda. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. So one of the things that you have to understand is that this is going to be, I believe, probably going to be a 2, possibly 3 week process. As we look at the calendar for December, back in on Tuesday, December 3rd, they'll be there for the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the following week, the 10th, the 11th, and 12th. Will they come back for December 17th, 18th, and 19th? Because the following week, folks, is Christmas. The week after that is New Year's. That following Thursday, the day after New Year's, is January 2nd. And that's when the Republican majority takes over in the House of Representatives in Lansing. Going to be very, very interesting times. So 2 weeks for sure, possibly 3 weeks. We will be following and monitoring all of these very liberal bucket list bills that the Democrats are going to be ramming through the House and the Senate. We'll be following whether or not the Republicans give them immediate effect and whether or not Gretchen Whitmer will actually sign the bills into law. Going to be interesting times here starting after we get through deer season and Thanksgiving. That's how they operate. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a absolutely terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1.